Welcome to another audience interview sponsored by Kentucky Tourism and the Speed Art Museum. I'm your host and publisher of Audience Magazine, Doug Driesbeck, and today we are talking about the ins and outs of digital ticketing and how to navigate the process. As we all know, the ticketing process for concerts, events, festivals, and really any live performance has evolved over the years to what is now pretty much a digital process. You know, there's pros, there's cons, there's things you like and things you don't like, but in the end, I think it's here to stay. To get an insider perspective on some of the best practices for ticketing in today's landscape, we caught up with one of the founders of the online ticket trading platform, Cash or Trade. Dusty Rich joins us today, and him and his brother Brando launched Cash or Trade in 2009 as a user-friendly ticket platform to buy, sell, and trade concert tickets for real fans of music that was kind of built and cultivated for fans and by fans. So, you know, it's been really well received. I've personally used it, and it's just getting really good reviews for a better experience for all involved. So we're excited to hear about it from Dusty himself. So without further ado, Dusty, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And it's I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk about the journey of the face value ticket movement and what we kicked off in 2009.
Well, you know, and in 2009, I'm sure there were some of these things going on and discussions of the digital ticketing world and how that's going. But gosh, now it's 2024. And from 2009 to 2024, there's been a lot of stuff going on. So when you all launched Cash or Trade in 2009, for those not familiar with the platform, I guess, can you give us a little bit of a kind of an elevator speech on the description of it and kind of how you intended it for it to be used and really how it's kind of evolved to what it is today?
Sure. Cash or Trade is the world's only face value social ticketing platform where fans have come together to buy, sell, and trade concert tickets and sporting tickets for face value and face value only in a method to avoid the scalpers and brokers within the secondary resale market. So that's the quick title of the company, but I could give you the very quick story of how it began, where the pain point came, and what our solve was. And in 2003, my brother and I, we had this love to follow the band of Phish. And we had started in the 90s with the Grateful Dead, where they would go from show to show and they would play a different and unique set list. And that would keep the community following the entertainment. And within this community, it was unlike any other live act because it was, you never knew what was going to happen from night to night. And in 2003, the band went on hiatus. Now, what the landscape of ticket scalping was in those early days was what we all experienced, just one or two guys in line. That you see them in front of the venue, they got a few tickets in their hands, a huge markup, and that was what scalping was. That's what we knew it to be in the old days. Well, during that time, there was the digital revolution. Everything went online, whether it went from, e-commerce was big, and tickets also followed. Now, the face of scalping wasn't that guy in front of the venue, it was brokers using sophisticated software to purchase hundreds and thousands of tickets the second they went on sale and then be anonymously relisted on the resale market. Now, the resale market wasn't the guy standing anymore. Now, there were website platforms where they can go and list them. Now, the platforms, they benefited off of limited transparency, and they allowed the brokers to start listing them at artificially inflated prices with very high fees for the seller and the buyer. So the higher the price of the ticket, the better it was for the company. So they started putting in other tools like price matching and mirroring demand and giving the brokers alerts on, hey, you should mark your ticket up or you should mark your ticket down, and playing the supply and demand. And a normal fan who just wanted to get their money back or return their ticket would come here, and they were up against this sophistication, and a lot of the times they wouldn't sell their ticket. Well, the brokers made their money from the 1%, playing on the heartstrings of fans like you and me, that was what had transpired. So when we're talking about scalping of tickets, and we're not talking about one or two people in front of the venue, we're talking about an entire industry and model that supports it, and the primary ticketing industry is now actually the resale market, because the primary tickets don't stay on sale if it's a high sought-after event for more than a few minutes. So the rest of you, the rest of the fans, are left to this old business model.
So well, that makes sense.
Made us say, it's time. We need a change.
Well, we've all said, you know, gotten online and sat there for the queue to start, and I'm number 15,000 in line or whatever it is, and it's painstaking to have it. So great idea. So you guys were probably in the same boat of a lot of people thinking the same thing, but you actually had an action plan involved and put it together. What was it like, I guess, starting from the concept to putting that into, I guess, are you all web designers, or did you have to go out and consult with some folks?
Yes, Brando and I, we were web designers for many years, building websites in the early days of the internet, and we saw this problem. Being fans, it happened to us, and we said, you know what, how can we solve this? Now, it wasn't just the solving it with technology. We went on tour when Phish came back, we got shot out of their shows, and we set up a tent in the parking lot, and it said face value tickets, and you'd always see people in the parking lot with a finger in the air as they're walking, and they say, cash or trade for your extra. That was their slogan as they were looking for a ticket. I'll pay you cash, or I'll trade you a ticket for another night if you have an extra ticket. So we said, wow, what a great idea. Let's put up a bulletin board. And fans would come up and they would stick a little post-it note with their phone number and say, hey, give me a call if you have an extra ticket for face value. You know, love to meet up, do the trade, make the transaction. Or I have tomorrow night an extra ticket, do you have tonight? And fans would come up to our tent and start. This was the low-tech version of cash or trade. So it was almost like our proof of concept. And fans came up to us and said, this is a great idea. We love what you're doing. So we went on the road, and we were going to the next show. We popped in a Starbucks coffee shop, and we started coding a website for this in the early days. And it looked a lot like Craigslist. We'd have a chronological listing order of ticketing. And then we said, you know what, let's pull in the social concept of the idea from Facebook of friending each other. Let's pull in the review system idea from eBay where fans could leave each other a review. Let's pull in like a chat platform where fans could actually talk to each other and gain reviews. And that's pretty much how it was born. And we launched the website. We told everyone, check out cashortrade.org. We're trying to build the space value movement. 5,000 fans signed up, and then 10,000, and as the years progressed, as we kept telling more and more fans about it, before we knew it, it's 100,000. Now today, it's almost 500,000 fans on the platform, and another 500,000 fans throughout Facebook groups and other little social networks to kind of market the face value movement and kind of let the world know that there's an alternative, and we're building it within the fan community. So that was the little story of how it began.
Amazing. That is really neat. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're with today we're talking with Dusty Rich, one of the founders of CashorTrade.org. So tell me a little bit, Dusty, the kind of wave started from the parking lot to designing the website to 5,000, 10,000, and now 500,000. What was it like for you and your brother to sit back and say, man, we are doing something? And the platform goes live, people start interacting, and you see this idea go. What was that like for you and your brother to experience?
Well, I will say, unlike any other like a tech startup, there was more than somebody saying that they really loved their service. It was actually seeing us in person, because we had developed websites before, and we never had anyone come up and hug us about a good web design. You know, so we would have people come out of the crowd, run up, give us a hug. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for building this community. I'm so happy to be a part of it. I got into the show last night. I got two of my friends in using Cash or Trade. This service is great. We really support what you guys are doing. Keep it going. So we were energized by that type of you know, response, which kind of gave us the fuel that we needed to be like, you know what, this is a purpose-driven idea. It's not some, you know, Silicon Valley tech unicorn chase. This is something that we believe in because it's actually something that we want for ourselves, and we use it. So, yeah, that's what kind of helped energize us to continue the build and the development of it.
So if you could paint a scenario for our listeners a little bit about, like, the process for a seller or a buyer, say I've got two tickets to a show in X city, go on your website. Can you kind of give us an idea of what that process looks like for the user?
Sure. You can access Cash or Trade, whether it's through downloading the app or go to the website, cashortrade.org. Log on, easily create an account, and there's a button there that you can push to post your tickets. And it's a very simple process, few clicks. You know, you put your seat, your row, and your face value price of the ticket. And the second you post it, anyone who has an alert set up who's looking for that show that night will get an instant email, a text, or a push notification to the phone. They can open up the app, and they can press a button to quickly respond to it. Now, what makes it different than, and a lot of questions comes around, like, how do you stop the scalpers from just popping on the website, buying up all the tickets, and then reselling them? Well, Cash or Trade is not a click-buy e-commerce user journey. It's a lot like Airbnb and even Uber. You actually have to make an offer, and then the seller has the opportunity to choose the buyer. Like, even Uber, they don't just send the car to you. The Uber driver has to accept the recipient, or even Airbnb. You can't just buy the weekend. Like, the Airbnb host has to review your profile, look at your reviews, and then accept the purchase. So this makes it an inefficient process for a broker to buy tickets on Cash or Trade, but actually rewards the fan who uses the platform because they get to have some transparency. They can even use the chat program to ask some questions like, is there free parking? Do you know anything about the restaurants in the area? And they can start a little communication, and then they can, commit and purchase. And Cash or Trade will manage the transaction. So you're not on the internet just paying somebody. The money goes into our banking system. It's an escrow that we wait for the transaction to confirm and validate, and then the funds will be transferred to the other party, making it secure, and we offer 100% money-back guarantee and trader protection on those transactions.
And that's probably the biggest fear about today's digital world is if you pay for something and it never comes. You know, I'll send you a Venmo, but I want the tickets first. And they say, well, I want the Venmo before I get the tickets. So it's kind of that who's going to jump first technique, but this eliminates a lot of that, which is really neat and everything.
And the commit button was fun when we made that. We were like, both parties commit to a trade, because you could even make a transaction or a conversation with your friend, right? That faithful friend who said, oh, I'll take the ticket. And you're like in an uncomfortable position of like, okay, well, you haven't paid for it yet. You said you wanted it, but are you really committed? And Cash or Trade helps automate that process, saying, well, you click the commit button, and then both parties commit to the transaction, and then the platform will help facilitate the user journey into like, okay, well, now it's time for you to pay. Now it's time for you to transfer the tickets. Okay, now it's time for you to leave a review. So we help usher the relationship from start to finish.
Are there kind of one-off events and festival commerce on Cash or Trade, like obviously a lot of fish, Jam Band, Billy Strings, Dead and Company, and things like that. But say we just had a big festival here in Louisville called Bourbon and Beyond. It was 4 days of, you know, great music and everything. So if that's not really on the main platform of Cash or Trade? Is there a new event or a new area?
I will say that Bourbon and Beyond, last week, we had a lot of traffic.
Really?
There were a lot of tickets that were transferred for Bourbon and Beyond. So we do see festivals of all kinds pop up on Cash or Trade. We partner with a lot of festivals, providing them with the safe resale option for their fans. So as we're scaling this company, we're reaching out to different festivals, different artists, different promoters, and say, we offer the safe resale, and we feel that more fans are less reluctant to purchase tickets, because it's not like the old days where there was $17 to make that kind of expense, knowing that there's a safe place to resell them if they can't make the event, and that it can go to another fan. So like Bourbon and Beyond, we'd love to even become an official partner, because we had such a great showing with them last week. But yeah, you'll see all kinds of tickets pop up. We've got even some Taylor Swift tickets popped up on there. It made some people very, very happy.
Yeah, I bet, especially their face value, right?
Their face value, and those are very difficult to get right now.
Yes, yes. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is an audience interview sponsored by Kentucky Tourism and Speed Art Museum. We're talking to one of the founders of CashorTrade.org, Dusty Rich. So, Dusty, how is the digital ticketing world? I guess we all know it's evolved in the last 10 or 15 years, but how's that really changed the landscape of events, and where do you think it's going to go in the future? Are we going to see more cash or trade style platforms popping up as consumers get ticked off with, I bought a ticket the other day for an event for $45, ended up spending $67 by the time it was all said and done. And consumers have to get fed up with this. So how do you kind of see this evolving?
Well, my vision is that the face value movement, what we started, becomes to be wide known and mainstream, like Airbnb did for hotels and places to stay, where fans plug into the movement and really make the choice to say, you know what, we've had enough. We are looking for an alternative, and we want a place that's safe, transparent, and for face value. And as we start to scale and become integrated, and we're working with primary ticketing companies to offer integrations, the integration would help cross-check the price, the face value of the ticket to confirm that it's face, and also offer the API digital transfer. So you can do it right within our platform instead of bouncing out to do it on AXS ticket or wherever, C ticket or wherever you purchase the ticket. So my vision for the future is to us to look back and say, oh, remember the time when, you know, all the tickets ended up in the resale market and it was run by brokers and scalping of tickets and those high prices and those obscene inflated fees? All that is behind us, because there's a new world. It's called CashorTrade.org. It's a community where fans just come together to buy, sell, and trade. And I would love for us to look back and say, huh, man, that was a time. and now there is no market. Now we're not going to end capitalism or that, you know, people wanting to profit. But I will say, like travel agents, hopefully there won't be so much a need for it. I mean, there are still travel agents, and it's great. But we can book a car, we can book a plane and a hotel without the need of the third party in the middle, and we can certainly do that with ticketing.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly appreciate it. As I mentioned, I've used your services, and we can't thank you enough for your time today. Is there anything you'd like to add to our listeners today?
I would just want to say that it has been one of the most satisfying things in my life to take part in providing people access to the live music experience, because I feel like our lives are made up of, and our memories are made up of, these core memories. And these events with our friends and family are something that resonates with us forever. And if we can bring more of that to the world and the community, then I feel like I've lived my life in purpose. So thank you for listening. and check out cashortrade.org and join the community. If you know a developer or somebody interested in marketing or PR and want to join the movement and help us build, we're all ears. So.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Dusty. And I'm Doug Driesbeck for another audience interview sponsored by Kentucky Tourism and Speed Art Museum. Check out audience502.com for the latest in arts and entertainment in Louisville. And check out cashortrade.org for your next event and see if they have some tickets for face value on there. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.